Let's welcome Ms. Bustle to the program. She's a secretary in a busy office.
Thank you, Alex.
Please tell us more about your job.
Well, I answer the phone, take messages, write letters, and much more.
You are busy. It is not easy to make an appointment with you.
I know. I must also be very professional all the time.
Do you organize things?
Yes. I organize meetings and put them on the calendar.
And you tell everyone about them?
Yes. Then everyone can prepare.
What are you working on now?
I'm making travel arrangements for my boss.
Will you travel with him?
Maybe. He might need a good secretary on his trip.
Secretaries are often very busy people. They do many things at the same time. And they are also very professional. They welcome people to an office with a big smile. They make appointments over the telephone and put them on a calendar. They organize meetings and ask people to go to them. When their boss needs to travel, secretaries make all the arrangements. Every office needs at least one good secretary.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We're so glad you joined us today.
Yes, we are. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We're continuing our topic on occupation.
That's right. And today's title is A Secretary's Job. Yesterday, we talked about this too. Can you remember what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday we needed a secretary. Taylor's looking for one. But finding a good secretary isn't easy.
Right. Secretaries need to be very organized, and they do a lot of important things in the office.
Friends, what are some things that a secretary does? Do you remember?
Let's see. Well, they answer the phone, of course.
Right. That is very important. But that's not all that they do. They do much more. What else do they do?
Well, they write letters and emails. They also schedule appointments.
Right. And they take notes in meetings. They do a lot of things to help make the office work well. And it's a lot of work. As a result, they often work long hours.
This reminds me to be extra nice to secretaries. They do so much.
Well, we still haven't learned about everything a secretary does, and I think we're going to learn even more about that today.
Wow! There's still more? Whew! Well, I'm looking forward to learning about it. But first, we should check in with Christina. She has our keywords for us today. Pay attention!
Hello, 今天的节目中邀请了一位非常专业的秘书 Ms. Bustle. She is very professional. 形容词专业的就是 professional. Alex 说让我们欢迎 Ms. Bustle 来到节目中。Let's welcome Ms. Bustle to the program. 动词欢迎就是 welcome. 因为 Ms. Bustle 真的很忙，所以 Alex 说能约到她真的不容易。预约就是 make an appointment.名词 appointment 指的就是会面的约定。一般来说，秘书要帮老板安排行程，预先把工作都写在行事历上。They put them on a calendar. 名词 calendar 可以指行事历。秘书还要替老板做会议的安排和管理。They organize meetings. 动词 organize 表示有条理的安排。
Let's welcome Ms. Bustle to the program. She's a secretary in a busy office.
Thank you, Alex.
Please, tell us more about your job.
Well, I answer the phone, take messages, write letters, and much more.
You are busy. It is not easy to make an appointment with you.
I know. I must also be very professional all the time.
So today we meet a secretary named Ms. Bustle.
Yes, and Alex is doing a great job hosting this show. He starts the interview by saying, "Let's welcome Ms. Bustle to the program."
Hey, and before we go any further, let's welcome Christina back to teach us about this word, Ms. Bustle. Here she is.
今天的来宾是 Ms. Bustle。在英文中对女性最常用的称谓有三种，我们来分辨一下。首先就是今天用的 Ms. 它的发音是 Ms. S 发的是 Z 的音，念成 Ms. 它是女士的意思。通常在不清楚对方已婚或是未婚，就是女士 Ms. 来称呼对方。一般在职场或正式场合，就算你知道对方未婚，也会用 Ms.那这是一种专业和礼貌的用法。第二种是 Miss 小姐，用来称呼未婚的小姐，它的发音是 Miss， S 是发 S 的音，念成 Miss。 第三种就是 Mrs 太太，当你要称呼对方某某太太的时候，就要用 Mrs。 以上就是英文中对女性最常见的三种称谓。
Thanks Christina。 So Alex tells us that Ms. Bustle is a secretary at a busy office. Then he begins asking her about her job. How does he do this?
Well, he begins by saying, "Tell us more about your job."
We've talked about this before. "Tell me about something" is a good way to ask for information about something.
Tell me about your husband, Pauline. Where's he from?
Oh, he's from Washington State, and I'd tell you more, but we don't have time.
Oh, very nice. Well, tell more. That's what Alex says. Alex told us that Ms. Bustle is a secretary at a busy office. So we already know a little bit about her, but we want to know more.
Right. So he says, "Tell us more about your job."
Well, tell me more about your job.Pauline?
More? But I didn't tell you anything about my job.
Oh, right. Well, anyways, tell me more about your job. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Tell me more about your job.
Tell me more about your job.
多告诉我一些你的工作。
I'm a secretary.
Tell me more about your job.
I answer the phone and take messages.
What else? Tell me more about your job.
I also write letters.
What else? Tell me more about your job.
Like what?
Like how much money you make.
Hey, that's not polite.
Tell me more about your job.
Tell me more about your job.
多告诉我一些你的工作。
Friends, this is a very useful calendar phrase, so try using it sometime this week.
Okay, so tell us more about Ms. Bustle's job, Pauline.
Well, she answers phones, takes messages,writes letters, and much more. She is very busy.
Right. If you want to have a meeting with Ms. Bustle, it might be difficult. She doesn't have much extra time, so it's not easy to make an appointment with her.
Hey, that's a good sentence pattern. It's not easy to do something, but it is easy to practice with Rebecca, so let's do that now.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a new use it tip. If you want to say that something isn't easy, you can use today's use it tip. For example, it is not easy to learn English. Here's another example. It is not easy to ride a horse. Well, friends, it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, now let's get back to Ms. Bustle. She says one more thing about a secretary's job. Remember?
Yes. She tells us that she has to be professional all of the time. What does that mean?
Well, to be professional means to act responsibly and be polite all the time. A secretary's job can be very stressful, but they still need to be calm and polite with everyone.
Well, friends, we've already learned a lot today, and there's more to learn after this break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, do you think you would be a good secretary?
No, I don't think I would be a good secretary. They need to be very organized and always take notes. I was not the best student. I would take notes sometimes, sometimes not. I would not be very organized.
Yeah, I think we have the same problem. Well, that's okay. I think we make pretty good teachers, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, friends, let's continue learning and teaching. Here's conversation B.
Do you organize things?
Yes. I organize meetings and put them on the calendar.
And you tell everyone about them?
Yes. Then everyone can prepare.
What are you working on now?
I'm making travel arrangements for my boss.
Will you travel with him?
Maybe. He might need a good secretary on his trip.
Wow, the list of things secretaries do keeps getting longer and longer.
That's right. We learn now that secretaries organize things.
So to organize has two different meanings. One meaning is to order things in a neat way.
For example, sometimes my desk is messy. There are piles of papers and books everywhere. But yesterday I organized my desk. I put all of my books in one place and I put my papers into folders. It's nice and organized.
Very good example. But organize also means something else. It can mean to plan an event. Secretaries plan meetings and make sure that everyone can go.
Right. They put meetings on the office calendar for everyone to see. Christina, can you explain what it means to put something on the calendar?
Ms. Bustle 说她会安排会议并且记在行事历上。I organize meetings and put them on the calendar. 请注意动词 put, 我们一般都把它当作安放的意思用。比如 put my phone in my bag, 把我的电话放在包包里。但是这次 Ms. Bustle 说的 put them on the calendar, 意思是把它们写在行事历上。动词 put 可以当写上或者是标记的意思。比如你可以说 I'll put your name on the list.我会把你的名字写在清单上，或者你可以说 Let me put it down， 表示让我把它写下来。所以 put 可以当写的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So, a secretary plans meetings, puts them on a calendar, and then tells everyone about them. Then everyone can prepare for those meetings.
That's important. I don't like it when I am surprised by a meeting. I want to know about it so I can think about what to say and what to bring to the meeting.
Exactly. That's why a secretary's job is important. Secretaries help you know when meetings are scheduled.
Well, what else is Ms. Bustle working on now?
Oh, she's making travel arrangements for her boss. Sometimes the boss of a company will have their own secretary. We often call these people administrative assistants.
Oh, administrative assistant. Phew, those are two very big words. Friends, don't worry if you can't say them. Just know if you hear these words, it's a special kind of secretary. They have even more jobs and responsibilities than a regular secretary.
Right. Often, an administrative assistant helps their boss plan business trips. Again, they schedule meetings there, too. And they arrange the flights, hotels, and transportation.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
Many people are like James. They think a secretary's job is easy. They imagine a woman who just sits and answers the phone all day.
But we've learned that it's much more than that, and it's a very exciting job to have. Well, now, let's review. Let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Professional. Professional. Tina is very professional at her job.
Welcome. Welcome. Please welcome our new friend, Ken.
Appointment. Appointment. I'm going to a doctor's appointment.
Calendar. Calendar. What is on the calendar this month?
Organize. Organize. Joe will organize a birthday party. All right, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our conversations one more time together.
Let's welcome Ms. Bustle to the program. She's a secretary in a busy office.
Thank you, Alex.
Please, tell us more about your job.
Well, I answer the phone, take messages, write letters, and much more.
You are busy. It is not easy to make an appointment with you.
I know. I must also be very professional. All the time.
Do you organize things?
Yes. I organize meetings and put them on the calendar.
And you tell everyone about them?
Yes. Then everyone can prepare.
What are you working on now?
I'm making travel arrangements for my boss.
Will you travel with him?
Maybe. He might need a good secretary on his trip.
Hello, Ginger.
Ginger?
Huh? I'm too busy to talk.
Well, I have a few more things for you to do.
What? I can't do everything at the same time.
Well, that's what secretaries do.
It's too much.
Now, Ginger, be professional. Ginger, that's not professional. Now make some appointments over the phone, please.
Appointments? Phone?
Yes, and organize a meeting and make some travel arrangements.
Meeting? Travel arrangements? Ha!
Oh, and welcome everyone with a smile, especially me.
Smile?
Yes. You're not smiling.
It's too much to do.
What you know and what to do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Happy day in everything you do and say. Help someone and give a smile. Give the whole world your best today. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you.
Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed this lesson learning about secretaries. I thought of one more thing that I like the secretary to help me with.
What is that, Pauline?
Well, sometimes I have questions and I'm a little scared to ask my boss about it, so I go to the secretary instead and I ask her.
Yes, secretaries can help communicate in the office.
That's right.
Well, friends, thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you again. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.